Lansing voters may soon decide to change the city's marijuana laws. Last week, organizers submitted what appears to be more than enough signatures to put a proposal on November's ballot. It would decriminalize the possession of less than an ounce of pot for people who are at least 21 years of age and on private property. Other Michigan cities have already passed similar laws. They are Detroit, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, and Flint. And in addition to Lansing, voters in Jackson and Ferndale may also vote this fall on similar measures. Our second guest today spearheaded the signature gathering effort for the ballot proposal. He is Jeff Hank, a Lansing-based attorney whose group is called the Coalition for a Safer Lansing. Welcome to Current State, Jeff.
Thank you, Mark.
Mayor Bernero very quickly voiced his support for this move, calling marijuana prohibition a complete failure. Did that surprise you?
It didn't surprise me, but we're certainly welcome to hear him say that. It's always great to have somebody like Mayor Bernero come out and support what you're doing.
Any response from the chief of police, from the county prosecutor, from any law enforcement types?
We've had no direct response from anyone of that nature, Mark, but we have heard off the record from various police officers and other officials that they do support what we're doing. But I think the interesting thing about this and the reason that politicians themselves haven't done this is that there's still a stigma associated with supporting the end of cannabis prohibition. And so people are a little nervous to come out publicly and do so. And that's why when Mayor Bernero did so, we were very pleased because, as he said, I think the public is way ahead of where politicians are on this issue.
But indications from law enforcement are generally positive from what you understand.
So far. Yes.
When did you decide to pursue the ballot initiative and why?
Well, it was earlier this spring. A few of us got together and we were motivated by the sort of confusion and mess of the medical marijuana law. We saw what other cities in Michigan were doing. We saw what Colorado and Washington were doing. And we just decided that it was time to do this here in Lansing. We knew that other cities in Michigan would be proceeding forward with some form of decriminalization. And it's important to note that decriminalization can mean different things to different people. For example, in Grand Rapids, they've reduced it to a civil infraction where there's a penalty. Here, what we're trying to do in Lansing, there'd be no penalty or civil infraction or fine whatsoever for what we're doing. We don't feel that that's appropriate. So we were motivated by all the different things that we've seen and the idea that we kind of want to restore people's liberties and constitutional rights, and that's what really motivated us to do that. And we got started this spring. And when you saw what happened, what we call the Okemos 7, which were some local business people, sent off to federal prison for what most people believe was, well, they were in compliance with state medical marijuana laws. This is in some ways a reaction to how the Medical Marijuana Act has played out in Michigan and the fact that a lot of people feel that patients' rights haven't been respected. They're consistently undermined, whether it's by courts, prosecutors, or legislators. And this is a reaction to that. If it's not going to be respected, then we're just going to move towards legalization.
Your group is called the Coalition for a Safer Lansing. And you told M Live, if I'm not mistaken, that safety was really your main issue here.
It is a big issue.
How so?
More people are harmed or more people die from the war on drugs than from the actual use of marijuana. I'm not aware of anyone who's died directly from the use of marijuana ever. People are shot in raids. People go to jail. Police officers are at risk. You hear the stories in the news all the time. We also believe that when the police officials don't spend their time handling small-time marijuana cases, they can focus on real crime, violent crime, serious crime that affects people. And also that by not dealing with small-time marijuana crimes, community relations between people and police will improve, and hopefully that will also lead to a reduction in crime. So it's sort of a multi-pronged approach, but the idea is overall that this will improve public safety.
What do you make of the fact, though, that you alluded to the so-called Okemos 7, and both the Forsbergs and several others involved in that have been on our program. What do you make of the fact that the federal government still regards marijuana as illegal, as a multi-year jailable offense, at the same time that states and municipalities are changing their laws?
It's just absurd, and I think myself and many of other supporters, we believe the federal laws are unconstitutional. So the idea is here that one by one, city by city, we're going to turn back the clock on this and restore liberty, if you will. And every Michigan city that does this will hopefully provide political cover for people at the state level to take actions like they have in Colorado or Washington to legalize, and eventually the federal government will get the message. I think Mayor Bernero hit it on the head when he said the public is ahead of politicians on this issue. People, I see polls all the time, people don't believe anyone should go to jail for, you know, marijuana possession or use. And that's my opinion, and that's the opinion of Coalition for a Safer Lansing.
How many signatures did you submit to the city clerk then?
We submitted somewhere over 7,000.
Somewhere, and you expect to find out in the next few days to get those vetted or validated?
In the next few days or 2 weeks at most, probably.
And now, from what you've said, it kind of suggests that an awful lot of people gladly signed your petitions. Talk to us about the people's responses to your effort when you asked for their signatures.
We've had nothing but overwhelming support. We have had no opposition from anyone so far.
No flack, no hate.
No flack.
Really?
I mean, you'll always find somebody who doesn't want to sign your petition.
Yeah.
Most people don't want to sign it because they think they're going to be on a list or there's some sort of paranoia that someone's going to contact them or that kind of thing. But overall, people are very happy to sign. People support us. You know, you get all sorts of people who are outside the city of Lansing who want to sign it anyway. And it's just been overwhelming support. And, you know, you read the media, online comments, and what everyone has to say. And it just seems like the public is behind us on this issue.
You alluded to the Michigan's medical marijuana law and the very confusing, rough 4+ years since voters approved that. Do you think all of the challenges that it has faced made it easier to generate support for your initiative?
I think so, because a lot of what I've heard from people anyway is that they feel the law has been undermined. They passed this law, and people had different reasons for voting for the Medical Marijuana Act if they did vote for it, but most people who did support it, I think if you're paying attention to what's going on, bit by bit, whether it's legislators, judges, or prosecutors, it's been undermined. And when you see people who are in compliance with the law or substantially in compliance with the law, and they're facing felony prosecutions for something that most people believe shouldn't be a jailable offense at all, even if you're not a medical marijuana patient, it makes it an easy sell. People, you know, this is a nonpartisan issue, and we get urban, rural, young, old, black, white, Hispanic, however it cuts, educated, uneducated, people across the board have communicated to us that it's about time somebody did something like this.
We're talking with Jeff Hank of the Coalition for a Safer Lansing. He spearheaded the effort to get the marijuana decriminalization measure before Lansing voters. This November, we're awaiting word from the city clerk as to whether or not there are enough valid signatures to actually move forward with that. How would the passage of this measure impact your practice? You're an attorney.
That's a great question, and I'm disappointed in some of my fellow attorneys because I think there is an attitude amongst some attorneys in the courts in particular, this is a revenue source.
No kidding.
And that's why one other reason we're trying to eliminate it. We should never have policing for profit, and that's a big problem. Affecting my practice in particular, it wouldn't have a substantial effect. I mean, I do represent people for, you know, marijuana possession cases, but I was telling one of your support staff before this, here's how this works. If you get arrested for possession of marijuana on campus, you'll go in and you get a plea deal and they'll say to you, why don't you pay us a few hundred dollars and we'll give you, we'll say that you passed a railroad gate improperly and that'll be your civil infraction charge. Or if you get arrested in the city of East Lansing, they'll say, give us $500 and we'll give you a littering ticket. That's the attitude of officials and attorneys around here. But there's also a lot of attorneys who I think are not motivated by profit and just want to, you know, we took an oath to support the Constitution, and I'm aware that the Founding Fathers and others grew marijuana and hemp, you know, way back in the 1700s, 1800s. It wasn't even illegal until the 1930s. So I think this is part of your duty as an attorney or as an American citizen to stand up to these kinds of abuses of power and restore the liberty that we once had.
Assuming this makes it to the ballot, will your group, the Campaign for a Safer Lansing, continue to be active?
I think after that, if it makes it to the ballot and is passed, there wouldn't be much need for us to continue on, but we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, very good. Jeff Hank is an attorney based in Lansing, and he spearheaded the effort to get the marijuana decriminalization measure before Lansing voters. We will find out in the next few days if that makes it to November's ballot. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.